Trumas, Perek Vav, Mishnah Dalet. Hagoyniv Truma Veloy Achala, Mishalam Tashlume Kefel, Demei Truma. If a person steals Truma, but he doesn't eat it, which is similar to the previous case, according to Reb Meir, he fed his workers. So he pays kefel, but the value of truma. Nirav says, like we've said earlier, that the value of truma, the money, is not worth the same as it is by chulin. But pashtus, he pays with money. And he pays kefel, he pays double because he stole it. Achola, however, if he now eats it after he stole it, mishalim shnei kronim v'choymesh. Keren v'choymesh min achulin, v'keren demei truma. So now that he eats it, so he pays kefel, that's shnei kronim, because he stole it, and he pays a choymesh. So the breakdown is as follows. The keren and chomish from the chulin, that's for eating truma. That when one eats truma, he pays keren and chomish. The person that eats it pays keren. And what kind of keren and chomish does he pay? As we know, that you always pay, if you're the one that eats it, you always pay the value of chulin, the full value. It's a dover haroi lios kodesh, as we said previously. The beginning of the parak, you have to always pay from chulin, and it has to be chulin as well. The keren demei truma, and as far as the kefil part for what you stole, so the principal part of that kefil, the double, that's the value of truma. That's the lesser value. Now here everybody says that when you pay the kefil for the stolen truma, the kefil part, you pay with money. The Rash says, Reb Kiveger brings this, that the first part that you pay, when you pay the keren and the choymesh, which is what you normally would pay if you didn't steal it, a guy stam eats truma, that has to come from food. So in other words, if a person eats a kohen's truma and he gives it, and it has to be a davar haroi lios kodesh, and we said that he has to pay from chulin, that you actually have to give him food. But when it comes to the kefil part, for the stolen part, there you can give him money. Mishnah continues, gonav truma's hektish v'achal. If a person steals truma of hektish, meaning the kohanim had something that was truma, and then they were makdish it to the bedek abayis v'achal, and then this ganav eats it. So here, mishalim shnei chaymoshin. So here the ganav pays chaymish twice, because he had hana both from truma and from hektish, v'keren, but he only pays keren, the principal. L'chari pays it to the bedek abayis, because that's who owns it, but he does not pay kefil. She'ein behektish tashlume kefil, as the Mishnah says, because there's no kefil by tashlume hektish. As we know, the Torah says, yishalim shnayim l'reyehu, the Gemara darshan, prat lehektish, lo lehektish, and not to hektish. So the Rambam brings down that the shiurim for hektish and truma are a little bit different, that the shiur, the iser of truma is with a kezayis, and the iser of hektish is with a shavar pruta. But how is it possible that if something was truma first, how can an iser of hektish be added onto it? Don't we know ain iser chalal iser? So how can a kohen take something truma and make it hektish? So the Rambam brings this up, and the Rambam says that this is an iser mosif, that the reason that hektish can be chal on truma is because it adds an extra dimension in the fact that hektish is also usur to kohanim. So therefore, since it's also usur to kohanim, it latches on and becomes usur because of hektish also. Reb Kiveger points out another reason that there's an iser mosif is because by truma, a non-kohen is allowed to have benefit from truma as long as through the benefit, or during the benefit, the truma is not being destroyed. Like, for example, if one smears with truma, he has to pay keren and chomish. He's having hana, and he pays chomish for the hana. But there, the smearing is destroying the truma in the same process. If a non-kohen can have hana from truma, as long as the truma is not being destroyed. Mashein tem hektish, one is not allowed to have hana from hektish. So because of that, hektish is adding the dimension of hana, and that would be another reason why hektish can be chal on truma as well.